All right, good evening and welcome to the Allegiance Theme Academy special meeting of the Board of Directors. It's April 29th, 2018. Call the meeting order at 7:05 p.m. The meeting location is 13050 2nd Street, Chino, California, 91710. The agenda, instructions for presentations to the board by parents and citizens. Allegiance Theme Academy Thrive Charter School, also known as ASA Thrive, is a direct-funded, independent public charter school operated by the Allegiance Theme Academy Nonprofit Public Benefit Corporation and governed by Allegiance Theme Academy Incorporated Corporate Board of Directors. The purpose of a public meeting of the board is to conduct the affairs of Allegiance Theme Academy in public. We are pleased that you are in attendance and hope you will visit these meetings often. Your participation assures us of continuing community interest in our school. Agendas. Agendas are available to all audience members at the meeting. Note that the order of business on this agenda may be changed without prior notice. For more information on this agenda, please contact Allegiance at info@asathrive.org. Requests to speak forms are available to all audience members who wish to speak on any agenda items or under the general category of public comments. Public comments are set aside for members of the audience to comment. However, due to public meeting laws, the board can only listen to your issue, not take action. The public is invited to address the board regarding items listed on the agenda. Comments on an agenda item will be accepted during consideration of that item or prior to the consideration of the item in the case of a closed session item. Please turn your comment cards to the board secretary prior to the item you wish to speak on. These presentations are limited to 3 minutes. In compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act and upon request, Allegiance Theme Academy may furnish reasonable auxiliary aids and services to qualified individuals with disabilities. Individuals who require appropriate alternative modification of the agenda in order to participate in board meetings are invited to contact Allegiance Theme Academy. Roll call, Samantha Odo.
Present.
Mikhail Rawl.
Present.
Melanie Choi is absent. Vanessa Okamoto.
Present.
And Andrew Vesti present. Public comments, items not on the agenda. No individual presentation shall be for more than 3 minutes. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. Are there any comment cards?
There are no comment cards.
No. With no comment cards, moving on. Approval of the agenda for board meeting for April 29th, 2018. It is recommended the board of directors approve the agenda for the special board meeting for April 29th, 2018. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
First, Raquel, a second?
I'll second.
Second, Vanessa. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Open session, communications, comments from the board of directors. Samantha Odo?
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out today. It was a lot of fun at the picnic. It was a lot of fun. Thank you, Laura, for organizing all of this. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Raquel.
None.
Vanessa.
No comment.
And I have nothing. You're up,
yeah.
Dr. Cognetta.
All right. And echo the thoughts on today. It's super nice. It was really nice to see the turnout today and all the fun energy around our school. So a lot of good eating, good community building, so super exciting. It was awesome to see staff turn out too, so families can both reconnect and then connect with new staff. And I started to hear from them, and they were really excited about today's event as well. So thanks, everyone, for putting that on. It was awesome. A couple updates. I mean, the purpose of this special meeting largely is to approve some policies so we can get them submitted per our MOU, just, you know, staying true to that timeline. So it's kind of the main purpose of coming together. But, you know, there's opportunity for other updates too. So we do have our Prop 39 facilities response and working with our Procopio attorneys. So I received it late Friday. I will can share with you all. It's what we need. It's worded to offer us some more protections and, you know, our site and so on. So I'm glad to share it with you, and then we can send that off to the authorizer. The last few weeks,
we've been, really the last week, been concentrating on rounding out some of the programs and resources like lunch, right? We went and visited our a potential food provider this last week, and then also trying to finalize the before and after school care. So our leading prospect for that does provide before school care. They need a minimum of 20 kiddos, and I think we're down to 18 because I'm going to put my two in it. So we've got to find 18 more kids and we can have before school care. So it's looking like that's going to be likely, way more likely than not. I think the largest update is on registration. Callie, Diana, I know Raquel will jump into that now. And I think Laura, you've maybe been a part of these conversations, have you? Somewhat?
Not
so much. All right. So am I missing somebody? Who am I missing has been part of that?
Me. Monday we're
going to
start.
Monday. Oh, for great. In working with Illuminate, our SIS, Callie's been kind of pushing the charge to make sure that registration is set up. And so similar to how our families applied for the lottery through SchoolMint, whether you were exempt from the lottery or not, everybody went into SchoolMint, right? So registration is going to work similarly where it's done online, but there's a couple things that need to be verified in person. So we're hoping to create kind of a similar experience to the lottery application where there were Saturdays, you know, available where folks can show up, help registering, and then verify some of their documents. So the team that I just named is starting to put that together tomorrow sometime they'll talk and go through what's necessary to round out with the registration process in Illuminate. And then they'll give us a timeline. Tomorrow you'll also kind of put a blurb together so we can put it on Facebook and then on our website, clarifying when and what the process looks like. But for everyone in this room, it's very similar to SchoolMint, done online. And the reason for that is registration is ripe for error, right? There's a lot of places where mistakes can be made, human error. And so we're trying to minimize that so we're not spending time in the, you know, opening a school year and into the school year with wrong birth dates or misspelled names or, you know, all the opportunities that are there for making mistakes that cost us a lot of time and could be problematic. So while the online system like Illuminate's registration are largely efficient, they don't eliminate the opportunity for error. So we want to make sure we have people available to help and have that be as clean a process as possible. By doing that, in turn, then our necessary reporting, which our funding is tied to, and a lot of compliance reporting, if registration is done correctly, then we're off to a really good start to make sure our reporting is clean. And too many times what happens in a lot of the compliance reporting is reports are drafted based on the data in our student information system, and then you get errors that you have to clean up. Like a student's age doesn't match their grade level, or, you know, there's redundancies. There's a student spelled one way here and their name spelled somewhere else there. So registration is where all that starts, right? So that meeting tomorrow will give us the language and then sort of the timeline on what's coming in the coming in the next month. We also scheduled and we'll get the campus for info nights. So May 16th and May 22nd, we're going to hold info sessions for our families. There'll be sort of nuts and bolts like school start time, end time. Hopefully, we have our after school before and after school care settled, so we can share that there as well. And then we want to talk a little bit about the program, right? What the day looks like, what STEAM means at our school, all of those pieces that our community has naturally would have questions for. So those two evenings, once I have confirmation from Chino Valley that we have the site, then we'll post it to Facebook and the website and so on to get the word out that we'll hold those info sessions. They're pretty close together just because they're the same night, just repeated twice, right? One week, one the other, and a different weeknight. And then if needed, we'll hold more with the same information. But we'll get our site to do it, which I'm excited about. Other than that, there's some documents in the agenda, right, that we can talk to as we get to them. But I don't know if you have any questions for me.
I have a question.
Yeah.
For the registration, will email communication be sent out to families that have accepted their spots in the lottery, or?
Yes, it won't just be social media. It'll be, we have the contact information, right? So we'll send them out, and it actually includes the link to Illuminate to begin the process of watching through as well.
else there.
All right. Thank you, sir. Item scheduled for consent. Minutes for regular meeting Minutes for the regular board meeting of the Board of Directors, March 25th, 2018, April 8th, 2018, and April 22nd, 2018. And there's just some corrections for the March 25th, 2018 under the report from the ad hoc committee for the founders. Just some, it's March 25th. One name was Rebecca Garcia's name was accidentally left off, so that will be added, and two typos for names will be changed. So, other than that, do I have a motion to approve the items for consent?
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Vanessa, second.
Second,
Raquel. roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Besty, aye. Next up, item scheduled for discussion or action. Number one, the Chino Valley Unified School District's March 30th, 2018 final notification of facilities offered to Allegiance STEAM Academy Thrive. In response to Allegiance's October 30th, 2017 Proposition 39 facilities request. It is recommended the Board of Directors approve, accept, agree to, adopt, sign, and return the Chino Valley Unified School District's March 30th, 2018 final notification of facilities offered to Allegiance STEAM Academy Thrive in response to Allegiance's October 30th, 2017 Prop 39 facilities request. Discussion. Anything?
So, yeah, the recommendation is to accept it, right? There are some things written in it that aren't necessarily written in our interest. So, for example, use of the facility for other purposes outside of the school day. The way it's written in there now and in our final offer is that the authorizer is the point of contact and they determine whether the site can be used. So we'd rather be written so we can do that, right? We can be notified so it's disruptive to an after school event or anything like that. We're the first to know. And obviously, we would still get approval from Chino Valley, but it's a couple things like that that are written in there to make sure that we're protected. And when we need to have, you know, be involved in a decision, we are. So that's the extent of our response, but the recommendation is to accept their notification, and then we're not rejecting it by these changes. We are accepting the number of classrooms, but their statement that it's not being shared with anybody else. So it's not necessarily saying it's not meant to be shared. That's the rewrite we're offering. We're asking for explicitly stating it's not being offered. But it's still the recommendation is to accept it, right? We're not rejecting that offer. We are with some language tweaks that just protect us a little better.
Are we asking for an additional room for like the after school and before school care?
Yeah, so that was in my last, again, still acceptance because
sure.
All of it is based on our enrollment, but with some differences for things like that. And that's one of the ones that is an actual change in the request is the number of classrooms. So we just need to prepare for them to deny that. I mean, they can deny anything that we're changing in there, but the number of their offer overwhelmingly meets the Prop 39 requirements, especially now with the inclusion of furniture and equipment that we're working on. We've been included, and I think I shared that last week. And so we're finalizing that tonight and sending that off too. So a couple people are working on
finalizing what we're going to get from them, what they're going to provide? Or?
Well, the way that's worked, I've asked for like a spending cap. I've asked for vendors, and they just said, just give us a list, and we'll go from there. So I've been kind of researching a little bit to see what can we ask for with the event, and there's not much guidance from the measure itself or from what's happening. You know, I know like Chino High, for example, we talked about it today, is getting a large overhaul because it's such an old school. And that upgrade is being done with Chino High for the next 20 years, right? In mind, not Chino High today. So what we've interpreted that kind of those decisions as, well, we're creating our inventory list based on our projected enrollment, not just 480, right, but our future enrollment. So that's the kind of thing where I've asked for clarity. Rickon, I haven't really gotten like, no, you have a spending cap, you have your F&E request needs to be for 480. So we've done it based on our Prop 39 offer, but also with meaning not just classroom space, but cafeteria, kitchen, office, STEAM lab, TV, and world language classes, et cetera, and with the projected enrollment in the future. So what I don't know is what they'll say, like, now we're just gonna get you 480 chairs versus, you know, 960. Right. We'll find out when they get it.
When you're asking for clarification for the evening and weekend, I know in here it says 4 p.m., right? So are you asking for an extended time period, or are you just asking for that clause that could be a little bit more ambiguous, that we would have that first kind of right of refusal or change and that sort of thing?
The latter there, so that we get the first.
Okay. And then I had another question regarding, like, when they're talking about the different rooms that we don't have access to, that they still control, do we have, are they going to notify us before they enter? I'm just thinking about safety. So people on campus that aren't necessarily always on campus, like, are they able to utilize that space during school hours, or can we have some parameters set on that, just because extra bodies on campus that people don't normally see, you know, it's just a safety.
Right. Yeah, issue. So one of the policies that needs to be approved, right, with our health and safety is how folks are, the entire campus is treated is subject to our safety policy, right? Whether it's classrooms we don't use or not.
Right.
So, because that's on the same campus. So, the policies that we're asking you to approve require everyone on campus to register in the front office, units assignment, and so on, that's a precautionary step that would be consistent with that. But if you're saying you want more explicit in our response, we could do that.
Yeah, I just want to be sure that, I mean, because for me, the language kind of seems like they can kind of do what they want, which I understand it because they're the authorizer, but I just want to make sure, especially in those parameters of school time, when we have young children, we different people on campus passing to and fro, I just want to make sure that there is some kind of recognition of that.
Gotcha.
And then I also just want to make sure that we get to do a walkthrough with them and take pictures, kind of like how when you purchase a house, because a lot of the language says,
right,
you know, return as it was or whatever. And I just want to make sure that it's clear what was, if there was anything wrong, you know, that sort of thing, that we're not on the hook for that and there's documentation.
Yeah, so that's not explicitly in there, but I had a conversation with the assistant supervisor, Greg, we're going to do that. So it's much like, you know, buying or renting a place, we're going to jot down like this crack and that wall,
right,
and so on. We will be doing that. Yeah, prior to we get the keys.
And then my last question, I'm sorry. So on the map, there are two spaces that are like duplicated. So the F and F1 space, which are supposed to be the kinder, like TK area, play area, but also labeled over by the storage area, which is kind of like where those portables were. That's also labeled F and F1. So I wanted to make sure that
they had the same label?
Yeah, mm-hmm. F1, F. So I just wanted to make sure.
That's what I was gonna ask about, because if you're gonna ask for an area for daycare.
Yeah.
That's where the daycare used to be. So you wouldn't necessarily really have to ask for another classroom. It's the portable that's to the far west, kind of all by itself.
Yeah.
The one that was open when we visited, or further west? The furthest one's west.
The furthest one's west, okay, near the parking lot.
Kind of right in front of that parking lot.
So based on that description, those are already offered to us.
Yeah.
You're saying,
but
they just have it labeled twice that it's both kindergarten.
Kindergarten area and kindergarten asphalt. So I just wanted to make sure, because it was used previously, that wasn't the kindergarten area. That was, like Mr. Bessie said, for the daycare.
Is there already a different kind of numbering system for that that I should clarify?
Well, I just want to make sure they know that that's included as well. Like, I don't want us to kind of like, oh, surprise, you don't have this space.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to be clear, because it is a duplication in the label.
Yes. Okay. I can do that. Thanks.
Any questions, comments?
Are the dates staying the same? As far as
the what?
The dates. I noticed, like, July 15th. Was our right to begin using the
pump. So we can begin storing, and we need to, right?
Right.
We need to kind of coordinate that effort. So we've got chairs coming, we've got things in storage now, and so we have the green light to access the campus for storage.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously for events like the info nights and so on, but there's no talk of an earlier date to get the keys essentially. Okay.
But we can start touring now.
We can start storing now. So yeah, I would definitely love help on getting our storage facility emptied out and, you know, just figuring out that plan to do it.
Is it just storage of like furniture and stuff, or because I think we may possibly have somebody donating a storage container?
Okay.
Can we store that on campus?
Yeah, we just for a storage container, a good sized one that's outside or something. We need to notify them that we'll be doing that. It's technically get their approval.
Okay.
I'm sure it wouldn't be a big problem to do that. But if we have that ready to go, I'll make the request and we'll get it going. There is, you know, we talked about this last time, some hesitancy about storing there with, you know, breaking an engine, given that, you know, people know that it's an empty, unoccupied space for the most part. So if we need to hold off on that, I hate to put our precious resources in there, find out they go missing, right? So, but yeah, I guess I'm learning as much about the community and so on in that area. If we want to keep our stuff in there, not yet. I'm open to any suggestions on that.
I did notice that they were saying they wanted to handle the security. Like that's something that they want to do. That we basically let them be in charge of that. Do you know how that works as far as our communication about that and what we want?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I did do in the furniture and equipment request is put security equipment in there.
Okay.
So that, and I said, like, comparable to what's offered in all schools. And so, given that the Prop 39 says they handle it, mm-hmm. I'm assuming, I just want us to be treated as a school of the district in that sense. Like, if there's a centralized system that, you know, bell, if someone breaks in and alarms go off at the district office or wherever they go, like, the same thing that any school has in the district or is getting based on this bond that we would get. So, essentially, upgrades to that. My experience now is I get notified if there's a break-in or anything like that at Avison. The district does not. But if there's a better practice because there's just more resources, you know, someone 24/7 available, right, or something like that, that would be something I would welcome. That they remain responsible for.
Right.
You know? Sorry, so one last thing. So when they're talking about that they're in charge of maintenance, landscaping, that sort of thing. So there are gardens there. Like, are we precluded from working on those? Like, if that was part of a STEAM program, the kids to work on those. But from the wording here, it seems like we can't.
We would have to ask for permission, right? Yeah, okay. For that. And in my experience, we would get access to that, right? It's in our charter. STEAM in our charter with, you know, garden use, I think that makes perfect sense for our educational program. But because it has a facilities component, yeah, we would have to ask and say, hey, we want, you know, the square footage for the garden and go from there. It is, you know, we were prepared to take the landscaping into our own hand, right, and pay for that. But the fact that they're doing it is also a money saver for us, right? So that's not something I want to fight right now. But we will ask for permission for those, for the use of any space like that. It's different than it's currently designed for, right? Because there's not a garden right now. There's a space we would like to use as a garden, correct? Well, there once was a garden.
Well, a couple. Yeah, and like little space. I mean, I just, from this, from the wording and then also from the figure, I wasn't totally clear that we would have access to it, but I just think it would be good to have, and the more questions I guess we ask on the front end, so we're not surprised later, if that is something that our instructors wanted to have as part of the learning experience, I think that would be good to kind of just ask that.
Yeah, it's it doesn't have to necessarily be anything in the Prop 39 in our response, right? In our acceptance of this with some language change. But I see that as like part of that walkthrough is what we would say. The spaces behind the classroom, for example, right? Mm-hmm. That, and then if there's a larger area in the field or close to the STEAM lab, I could see us, you know, saying, hey, this is our request. We're starting the request for the space to be used as a garden. That's the way the Prop 39 needs to work, right? If we're using the facility different than it was designed for, we notify them, they generally tell you yes. The no's come when you try to put up a bungalow or you're changing the facility substantially. So I don't anticipate too many problems with that.
Great, thanks.
Anything else? Nope. So I'd have a motion to approve, accept, agree to, adopt, sign, and return the CBUSD March 30, 2018 final notification of facilities offer. Offered to Allegiance STEAM Academy Thrive in response to Allegiance's October 30, 2017 Prop 39 facilities request with the language changes that Dr. Cognetta spoke about.
I'll make the motion.
Motion Sam, a second.
I'll second.
Second Vanessa. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
Andrew Besty, aye. Motion passes 4-0. The Board of Directors Code of Ethics. It is recommended the Board of Directors approve and adopt the Board of Directors Code of Ethics. Any questions, discussions? So do I have a motion to approve and adopt the Board of Directors Code of Ethics?
I'll make a motion.
Motion Vanessa. Second.
Second.
Second Raquel. Roll call vote. Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl. Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Resti. Aye. Passes 4-0. Complaints concerning discrimination in employment policy, which was also attached to your board packet, is recommended the Board of Directors approve and adopt the complaints concerning discrimination in employment policy. Any questions, discussion?
Yeah, I think we have to add some language in there, kind of similar to the last kind of harassment policy I think we had, where this isn't clear, like, if the supervisor or the CEO, again, is the person who's doing the discriminating. And so I think in all those places where we say the CEO or a designee or someone else needs to be, like, at the front end, it does say, like, you can go to the board or the CEO, that sort of thing. But later, the language is all really strict about going to the supervisor or the CEO. And I just think we just need to have another person, not to say anything is going to go wrong, but I think we need to make sure that people have that out, because they can later say, well, this is the person who's discriminating against me, and this is the only way I can report this, if they chose that route as opposed to going through DFEH, right? So
that's at the very beginning. That's why it specifically says for the notice and receipt of complaint, it's the CEO or the chair of the board, and it's for throughout the policy for anything. So if the CEO is technically the person that's going to be the person to receive it, but if it's about him, or there's a supervisor that doesn't, or the employee doesn't feel comfortable reporting to the CEO or the supervisor, they can go to the chair of the board. And then that just, the chair of the board takes over any place in here that says CEO.
I don't think that's clear in this. I mean, I guess if that's what it says, it's not clear to me. And maybe other folks feel differently, but I think it needs to be stated. If these are our policies that we're going by, I think we need to make sure that that is clear. I think it's just a simple, you know, where we have CEO or other designee or something like that, but
I can speak to it. So from a policy perspective, it is consistent with what you're talking about, right? What we can do in that policy and then clear in the informed complaint policy, we can be more explicit in like a employee handbook and the training of employees as they onboard and so on. Because the policy is kind of embedded and it's been vetted and it's aligned to what you're talking about. Like I hear it's not repeated throughout, and that's, I think, would make it more explicit.
Right, but even if saying that inform his or her supervisor, CEO, or chair of the board of directors, what's to say that all three of those individuals are not discriminating against this person?
Yeah.
And then at that point, even if that's at the top line, that's not included in this. So then
well, that's why there's an out at the very end where they can go.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that, but I would just like it to say, I mean, recognizing there are certain groups, whether they're female, whether they're persons of color, low SES, they do not typically, I mean, studies show they don't typically kind of go to these certain routes in reporting. And so I think we need to make it sure that it's clear and we think about individuals who might use this policy. I mean, I pray that we don't have to, but
I'm wondering if it's more about what we can accomplish in practice rather than policy, right? Because a policy is, from a legal standpoint, it covers the concern. But maybe if it's something we can address in practice and what the onboarding, you know, new employees looks like.
I would I have a question. I mean, maybe I just need to talk to Greta or somebody, but to me, even I hear what Mr. Vesti is saying about this part, and so later, okay, even if I gave you that part, right, and I can see that, it still says supervisor, CEO, or chair of the board of directors. And if all three of those individuals are the person who's discriminating against me, for instance,
right,
then at that point, I can't go here, and I have to go to this other route. But what if I wanted to go, you know, like there's something here.
Well, if all three of those people are discriminating against, then the school's in trouble. Because those are your top three
people of the organization. True, but we still need to, I mean, have fail safes, right, in place. But, I mean, I don't think this is clear. I mean, the way that it's written here. But it's just discussion time, so.
Any other questions, comments? So then would you like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
All right, and a second.
I'll second it.
Second, Vanessa. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl.
Nay.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Bresti, aye. Passes 3-1. Public records request, Public Records Act policy was also attached to your board packet. It is recommended the board of directors approve and adopt the public records request, Public Records Act policy. Have any discussion? Questions? So do I have a motion?
Make a motion.
Is that you, Sam?
Yep.
A second?
I'll second.
Second, Vanessa. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Bresti, aye. Passes 4-0. That was a duplicate. Apologize for number 5. Number 6, the health and safety policy is also attached to your board packet. It is recommended the board of directors approve and adopt the health and safety policy. Is there any discussion? Questions? So do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Vanessa. Second?
I'll second.
Second, Sam. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Bresti, aye. Passes 4-0. The certificated employee calendar. It is recommended the board of directors approve and adopt the certificated employee calendar. Any questions about that? So do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Raquel. Second?
I'll second.
Second, Sam. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Passes 4-0. Positive work calendar. It is recommended the board of directors approve and adopt the positive work calendar. Any questions? Nope. So do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Sam. Second?
I'll second.
Second, Vanessa. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Bresti, aye. Passes 4-0. Adjournment. It is recommended the Board of Directors adjourn the special board meeting for April 29th, 2018. I have a motion?
I'll motion.
Motion, Sam. Second?
I will second.
Second, Vanessa. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Bresti, aye. Meeting is adjourned at 7:39 p.m.